Welcome to Uncle Bob's Magic Cabinet, a mother-daughter podcast about all things magic and mythology and pop culture. I'm Liam the daughter.
I'm Lauren the mom.
Welcome to Witch Whispers.
Witch Whispers.
I almost forgot my line again.
I feel like a responsible adult today. I've got two things in my hands.
You know what, Lauren? I'm doing two things at one time. So well.
Am I?
You have chilled wine in one hand.
Chilled wine.
Because you said that your topic today called for wine.
It did.
I'm sorry.
And some red lipstick. I don't know.
You don't have it on.
I don't. Envision it.
I do have to bring up that our LED light that we have in the studio is pulsating.
It's
and I don't
strobing.
Like the word pulsating. It's ew, I don't like the word strobing either.
Strobing red.
My quivering.
Me. Strobe me.
Off to a great start. I was going to say my quivering member is what the word strobing reminds me of.
Strobe me.
But it is blinking red.
Yes.
So we have a vibe today. We're setting the vibe.
We're in the mood.
But hey, in the other hand, you're juggling my phone because you've got something to say.
I've got your phone.
I know you do.
I
yes.
know. And you have put me in charge. This is a rarity. I appreciate your confidence.
You know what? Go, girl.
I know I can't do it as well as you.
You know what? You're going to do great. Go, sweetie.
I'm going to do it. So this episode is sponsored by the Pittsburgh Moving Picture Fest Thriller Picture Show.
Hell yes.
Yes. A cinematic celebration of the macabre.
The macabre.
The bizarre. And the mysterious.
Ooh, that sounds right up our alley.
It sure does.
I love it.
This exciting film festival is being held at the Lindsay Theater and Cultural Center from October 7th through the 9th.
You know what? That's this weekend.
It sure is.
Laura, that is this weekend.
It's quickly approaching.
It is, because it's spooky season.
It is, and I'm really excited about
it. Me too.
Yes. More than 24 curated films that are tearing up the festival circuit will be shown at the show.
Oh, yes.
Yes. The Thriller Picture Show is also home to Romero Lives.
You know what?
We love
George Romero.
We can't talk about him enough.
You know what? We're going to talk about him some more.
So this is a George A. Romero commemorative event presented in association with the George A. Romero Foundation.
Yes, GARF, we love
for
GARF.
Short.
GARF
yes,
for
we
short.
Do.
We love a good acronym.
We sure do.
And you know what? GARF is a solid one.
That's
a solid
good
acronym.
Is
acronym even the
10
word?
For 10. Yeah, George A. Romero Foundation.
Okay, I didn't know what an acronym was, but I said it with confidence and I turned out to be right. So you know what? Trust
I
your
think,
gut, kids.
God dang it.
Trust
where's Jake?
Gut.
Where's Jake? Fact check me.
Jake's going to come in and be like, no.
Nope. So wrong. All right. So don't miss out on this year's screening of Day of the Dead.
Yeah.
1985. Mm. And The Crazies, 1973.
Ooh.
Good one.
That is a good one. That's going to be Laura's topic on Friday. And you know
is.
What? We haven't talked about Day of the Dead yet, but I think that's my favorite of the George Romero bunch there. Yes.
That's a good one. That is. They're all so good.
They're all solid.
I just like, I don't know. George A. Romero is like cuddling up with a warm blankie.
Okay, you know what?
You know what?
I love his put that on a t-shirt. Put you know what? We just might. I might put that on a t-shirt.
I'm gonna stitch that shit on a pillow.
I think George Romero is your favorite.
I think so.
We have learned. Out of the like horror legends, I think he's your fave.
I think you are correct. You know what? Because he always has a message to deliver, and I like that.
You know what? Speaking right to your heart.
He sure does.
Okay.
So come on and hang with us at the show, because we're going to be there.
We're going to be there on Sunday.
Yeah, we're going to interview some cool folks.
Yes.
So get involved in the cinematic celebration.
Hell yes. The link for the tickets will be in our show notes.
Yeah.
But
so
where can
grab
they find
yours.
Them, Laura?
At thelindsaytheater.org.
Lindsay with an A.
Yes.
Lindsay with an A.
Don't forget.
Go grab your ticket. We're going to be there on Sunday and we hope to see you there.
Yeah,
it's going to be a really
us.
Fun time.
I'm so excited.
And everyone give Laura a round of applause.
Yay.
For taking the reins on that ad delivery. Yay, Laura.
Woohoo.
Hey. This is exciting news.
This is exciting.
All right. With that, you want to get into it?
I sure do.
All right.
I have an exciting topic today.
Obviously, because you told me to drink wine.
I did.
So you know what? I feel like that calls for
a clink.
I feel like I need like a leather-bound book. Like a smoking pipe. Like a cigar. Are cigars fancy? Because you know what? I feel like they kind of smell like ass. Anyway.
I think, yes, they're fancy because they cost a lot of money. Some of them.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I think you can get a cheap cigar. That's not fancy. But then you can get cigars because you have like
fancy territory.
The humidors and, I mean, all of that. I don't know anything about that kind of stuff.
I have no idea what you just said, but you know what?
It's a way to.
That's the vibe we're in.
I think keep your cigar fresh. I don't know. You got to keep it at a certain temperature. So the tobacco doesn't dry? I don't know. This is not a lesson on cigars.
I like that you just kept going even though you had no idea. You know what? It sounded right.
There it is.
I believed it.
There you go. Okay.
And scene.
Yeah, this is not a lesson on cigars. This is going to be a lesson on grimoires.
Ooh, grimoires. Ooh. People not have my, been asking
not
for this
my
one.
Boudoir, but a grimoire.
What is a boudoir? It's like sexy.
Your bedroom.
Okay, yes, but like
sexy time in the bedroom.
Sexy way.
My boudoir. It's a fancy name for my bedroom.
Sexy bedroom. Yes, that's the exact translation.
Sure. Anyway, I digress. So when I was having a think about what I wanted to talk about, like the grimoire piqued my interest. The grimoire.
Are you going to keep saying it like
the grimoire? Yes,
right
I am.
Now.
I sure am.
Okay, I have to prep myself.
All right.
Okay.
Get it together.
Okay.
Anyway, it piqued my interest.
Okay.
And then it kind of like dawned on me that I did not know the difference between a grimoire and
okay,
a book,
why
a book
are
of
you
shadows.
Saying it like
because
that?
Because I want to say it like that. It sounds fancy and it makes me seem smart.
That was grimoire.
Grimoire. Creme brulee.
Okay. Okay. You're going to say
tomato.
Fancy.
Tomato. You know what I'm saying?
Also known as a grimoire.
A grimoire. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
exactly.
Got it. I also don't know the difference.
Well, that's what I was like. Oh my gosh. We already talked about books of shadows. And then I was like, so can I talk about this? And I thought like, I don't really, are they the same? Are they different?
I feel like they're different.
I did not know. And I felt a little horrified that I did not know.
You know what, Laura? Tisk tisk.
But I guess I like really never gave it much thought.
Just shame on you.
But if you are like me, do not feel bad. Because the two words have oftentimes been used interchangeably.
Right.
And incorrectly. In the world of pop culture.
Okay, we've got one of those.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
So although my focus is on the grimoire, I thought, let's have a little fun and break down the two.
Oh my God, okay. Yes.
So they both have a lot of things in common, but there is a distinct difference between them.
Okay.
All right. So first, the Book of Shadows is actually a newer word in the lexicon. It only dates back to like the 1940s.
Yeah, you did a witch whisper on this like a while back.
I did, because it got its humble beginnings as a neo-pagan word associated with the religion of Wicca.
Got it. Okay.
So if you do recall back, we talked about Gerald Gardner, who was the founder of the Wicca religion.
Yeah.
And he coined the term Book of Shadows.
You know what? It is a little bit of a catchy.
Yeah.
It's kind of catchy.
It's catchy.
It's
I like
witchy.
It.
It's, you know what? I'm there.
I'm there for it.
Yeah.
Anyway. It was, he made it to signify like a communal book.
Okay.
That was only used within the coven.
Okay, got it.
Okay. So the book, which was entrusted to the high priest or priestess of the coven, contained the coven's magical spells and rituals, adding to it as they gained new knowledge.
Adding to it. Okay.
So you could add to it.
Yes.
But a bit later on, as witches began to opt more for like a solitary practice rather than the coven.
Yeah.
Communal sharing became a bit of an issue.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want to share.
I don't want to share. I'm not coming to your meeting, so I will not be privy to your book.
Oh, I see.
You know what I'm saying? So then the solitary was encouraged to devise their own personal Book of Shadows.
Okay.
And then so create your own. And then the term was even like adopted outside of the Wiccan religion.
Okay. So it spread a little bit.
Spread a little bit.
Got it.
Yes. So there was no instruction manual on what should be included in the Book of Shadows.
Okay.
And it was really just like a very personal account.
To each their own.
Of a witch's journey.
Yeah.
Or journal, you might say, into
okay.
magic.
All right, Laura, like my what plan you did there. There. Yes.
So a lot like a diary. Yeah, you know what I mean?
But with witchy shit in it. Right.
So it contains spells, yeah. rituals, recipes, herb lore, dream interpretation, but things that were very personal and private.
You have so many. You're big on this.
I do.
Laura
I do
have a lot of like notebooks that I would consider to be like your book of shadows.
I know. And I'm always like transferring them to like pretty.
Yeah. You know, you like to collage it. I
like to get my collage on, but I also like to put them in pretty like books, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it just makes it special.
It does.
Yeah. So then what is a grimoire?
Okay, tell me.
All right.
I feel like it's a little more serious.
It's a little more serious. So although it also contains spells and rituals, it's not associated with Wicca or the Wiccan religion.
Okay.
And it actually dates quite further back than the Book of Shadows.
Ah, the original Book of Shadows.
Yeah, it's actually ancient.
Okay, you're like, as a matter.
This goes way back from the 1940s.
It's actually ancient.
It's ancient.
Okay.
The text dates back to the 5th and 4th centuries, found in Mesopotamia. Mesopotamia.
My favorite thing ever is when you try to
be serious and then I like cock up the freaking words.
And every time cock up, every single time.
Because that's what I feel like, a big cock up.
You feel like a big cock.
A big cock just up. Say. I try to be serious. Anyway, it was found in Mesopotamia.
There it is.
There you go. And written on clay tablets.
Okay.
The word grimoire comes from the French word grammaire, and simply put, just meant any text that was written in Latin.
Okay. You know what? A little broad.
It was very broad.
Yeah.
Very broad. It would not be until the 18th century when the term was specifically used to refer to books of magic.
Okay.
So it kind of shifted.
Right.
And it reached their zenith from the 1600s to the 1900s as the ability to print books became more economical and readily available.
Okay. That makes sense.
And there you go.
Yeah.
So they were usually written by ceremonial magicians
who
incorporated like many facets of learning, like science. Mm. So think of last week we talked about John Dee and alchemy.
Okay.
Exactly. They would incorporate magic. And then there was even some religion sprinkled in it. So it was basically not just about like occult magic. It was just all things supernatural and
a little cocktail.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So a grimoire does not contain one's personal magical journey.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
So, but it's rather a historical text
for
communal sharing and knowledge. So we're not talking about just a coven. We're talking about like everybody.
Okay.
So this is for everybody. Right. So think like, I'm registered in Anatomy 101 and here is my textbook. You know what I mean?
Broad.
Exactly. Okay. So where a witch's Book of Shadows is meant for their eyes only and not to be shared, right? A grimoire is like an instruction manual for all things magic.
Okay. Yeah. This is making sense.
And this includes step-by-step instructions for making all sorts of magical objects, like amulets, talismans, charms.
My God. You know what? Amulets came into my sphere again this week.
Did it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that just keeps like presenting itself to me.
You better get yourself an amulet.
Okay.
And not a Barry Gibb one either.
You know, I do want a funky gold medallion. That's all I want.
And then you should get one. We'll go with your lunchbox. Anyway, it was also a go-to for all of your astrological 411. How to go about casting a spell and 101 on divination.
Hey.
Hey, feeling the need to invoke a demon, spirit,
always,
God, always. Angel?
It's spooky season lore, yes.
The how-to is in there.
Okay.
Some believe the grimoires themselves actually possessed magical properties.
They were supernatural. You see that in pop culture a lot.
You do. Mm-hmm. So it's not hard to imagine why at some point the grimoire became associated with evil. And often they were confiscated by the church, and who over like time seemed to amass quite the collection. So a lot of these like ancient texts seem to be in the hands of the church.
Like the sound of that, you know?
Speaking of collections.
Yeah.
Here are a few of the most famous grimoires to add to yours.
A grimoire.
Yes. According to author Owen Davies and his book, Grimoires, A History of Magic Books.
Okay. That sounds fun.
He has studied in depth the best of the best. Mm. And the Mag Daddy and most famous is the Key of Solomon.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So it dates back to the 15th or 16th century. supposedly written by King Solomon, containing all sorts of mystical enlightenment.
Okay, makes sense. Mm-hmm. Well,
coming in at number two on the popularity chart was the Book of Honorus. I hope I said that right.
Okay.
Even though there is no historical evidence that a magician named Honorus even existed, it did not deter people from his instruction that through prayer and invocation, you could receive visions of God, purgatory, and hell.
You know what? Sign me up.
That's always a handy tool for a student of magic.
What? I love it.
You got to have that in the tool belt.
Sign my ass up.
There you go. How about the sixth and seventh books? Margaret.
Are you there?
It's me, Margaret. It's me, Lee.
They're saying, no.
No.
I'm not here. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So how about the sixth and seventh book of Moses?
Moses?
Yes. This book is considered to be the founding text.
Moses?
Moses. Like I've said, there's some biblical stuff in here. You know what I mean?
You're pronouncing words in a hilarious way tonight.
Yeah. Am I? Must be the wine.
I feel like it made you fancy. Everything you're saying has a little bit of a fancy sting to it.
I think it's the red strobe light.
You know what? I know. It's the pulsating light. I agree.
Anyway, the sixth and seventh books of Moses are considered to be the founding text of Rastafarianism.
Okay.
And different religious movements throughout West Africa.
Wow, okay.
It first began circulating around the 18th century, chock full of mystical symbols, spirit conjuring, and of course, Moses and all of his secret wisdom.
Okay.
All right. So also popular in the 18th century was the Book of Saint Cyprian, written by the man himself, of course.
Cyprian.
Yeah.
Okay,
I think that's how you say it. That's how I'm going to say it. This text contains secret treasure locations.
Okay, Nick Cage, watch out.
And how to magically obtain all of the riches buried there.
Come on, National Treasure. Yes. And
there we go. Nicky Cage is on it.
He will be starring in a movie all about that.
I'm sure he's probably already wrote the script. Yeah. Yeah. So one of the 16th century's most influential occult philosophers was Cornelius Agrippa.
I love the name Cornelius.
I know. And Agrippa. I mean, what a combo. I like it.
Yes. It's got a little zing, a little pow.
Right? Shebang. He was said to have written four books on the occult, although his fourth and final book on how to conjure up spirits, it is his most popular.
I do like that.
But equally as damning to his reputation.
Oh.
Okay. But he apparently had already shuffled off the mortal coil when this book appeared.
Oh.
Wonder if someone conjured up his spirit and it was written posthumously.
You know what? Okay.
Maybe, do you think?
Lord, you seem so excited. Yeah. Call Ed and Lorraine.
Oh my gosh. Okay. No, let's not. We're Zach.
Right.
All right. Borrowing heavily from Agrippa's fourth installment was The Magus.
Okay.
Written by British occultist Francis Barrett. It did not make it to the bestsellers list.
No. Okay.
But it gathered a cult following during the 19th century occult revival.
I love an occult revival.
Yes. I'm there for it. Rounding out the list is Petit Albert.
Petit Albert.
Albert.
I do like the name Albert. This wine is fucking me up a little
bit. That's a Paul McCartney tune. Uncle Albert. Right?
I love when you sing.
Do you?
Yes.
And I just pull these like songs out of my ass. I don't know.
So fucking most of random songs.
I know. So we have Petit Albert and the Dragon Rouge or the Red Dragon.
Okay. That sounds like a fucking like fantasy film. Ooh, if I ever heard one. The Dragon Rouge.
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. Okay. AKA the Red Dragon.
You know what? I did know that lore, but thank you for explaining it to me. Yes.
Both popularized with the affordability of printing in the 18th century, offering up spells and charms. Hey, and you could even conjure up the devil with your own personal copy of the Red Dragon.
Devil, what's up?
I gotta get
this.
Are you there? He's like,
ring.
Yeah, I got you on speed dial.
He answers the phone when I call, you know?
Anyway, hopefully this gave you a little bit of a better understanding between a Book of Shadows and a grimoire.
Ah, it did a little bit.
Did it? All right. So I thought it would be fun to play a little game. I'm going to give you a pop culture. Is that a Saw reference?
I mean, I tried.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
You have to ring your bell.
I sounded like Vera DeMilo, not Jigsaw. No. Very different.
I expect a bicycle bell.
Little bell.
Yeah.
You know what? That fucker is a little bit creepy.
Are they coming out with another one?
They just did.
I gotta watch the one with Luke from Gilmore Girls.
You know what? You're a little behind. I think that was like 5 movies ago. I have a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, he gets... Whoops, spoiler alert. I was gonna say he gets squished between the wall, but hey.
Lore. All right. Saw, question mark. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. I don't know which one that was. Okay,
anyway, I'm gonna give you a pop culture reference, and you tell me if it's a grimoire or a book of shadows.
Oh my God. Okay, I love a competition.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I lose, I'm gonna be fucking pissed.
All right, so what do you think? The Necronomicon. Necronomicon.
Necronomicon?
Mastermind of H.P. Lovecraft, and it was in The Evil Dead.
I would say that's a grimoire because I don't see people adding to it. I think it's a little more substantial. I think it's a little more meaty.
It's ancient.
It is ancient.
Right.
I would say grimoire.
Okay. I think you are. Bing, bing, bing. Correct.
Oh my God. Okay. You are correct. A point for Lee. Okay. Hold on. Let me sit up in my chair. I'm getting excited.
All right. How about the spell book in The Craft?
In The Craft?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Do they add to it? That must be like my touchstone. Do they add to it or do they not? I would say that's a book of shadows.
Would you?
I would.
Really?
Okay, no. I say grimoire. I take it back.
Okay.
I don't want to lose.
Explain.
I don't want to lose. Can't you explain it to me?
Well, because they go to the bookstore and purchase an ancient text.
So. God
damn
it,
your red flag. It is a grimoire.
All right, you got me.
All right,
you got
me good. Well, how about the spell book in Hocus Pocus?
That's a book of shadows, right?
I would say so, but they call it a grimoire.
Do they?
I feel like it's a family book.
That felt a little more personal to me.
Yes, exactly.
That felt like Winifred's, you know, when it disappeared, she like, her heart was shattered.
Right, it belonged to her.
That's a book of shadows.
I think so too.
Okay.
Yes, I'm contesting.
Yeah.
All right, how about the spell book in Practical Magic?
Ooh, grimoire? Is it a grimoire? Am I getting this really wrong?
Is it?
You know what? Damn it, Laura. I don't know.
It's a book of shadows.
Fuck you.
Gosh, darn it. How about Uncharmed?
That's a book of shadows.
Correct. It's a
that's
family.
Very personal. That's family.
It was passed down through
you know
their
what?
Family.
Practical Magic, you're right. You know what? Damn it.
Gosh, darn it. How about Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Which one?
The series.
No,
let's go with the series.
I know the series, but when do they use a book?
They do all their research in a library.
Yeah, but they use multiple books.
There are many. Yeah, that should be your clue.
Okay, grimoires then.
Yes,
okay,
exactly.
Thank you. You know what? You just taught me a lesson.
There you go.
I got it.
Did you?
I'm with it now.
You got
Ask
it?
Ask me another one.
Okay, Harry Potter.
I don't remember. I'm going to go grimoire, though.
Correct.
They feel a little old.
They're in school. Yes.
They're in school.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they have textbooks.
Okay.
Although I believe at times they're working on their own Book of Shadows, right?
So,
specifically Hermione.
You're trying to confuse me and I don't fucking appreciate you. Stop trying to fucking trick me. Our Aries moons are in competition.
Yeah, I know,
right
exactly.
Now. Yeah.
Have a little bit more wine. So any others you can think of?
Oh my gosh. No, I think you covered all the big ones.
All the big ones. I'm sure there are some out there.
I'm sure.
I mean, what about that one I just talked about in The Discovery of Witches?
I was going to say, I feel
Ashmole,
like...
782.
Okay.
Did I say it? Did I get it?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Yeah.
But you know what? I feel like if you have a witchy pop culture moment, you're going to see some kind of book.
Yes.
You're going to see some kind of spell book. So that is... Yeah. I do... Thank you for teaching me the difference.
I think that was a grimoire because it was historical, right?
And
it
Which
was
one?
Lost. The Ashmole 782 in Discovery of Witches.
Laura,
you didn't see it.
Laura, I didn't see it.
But I'm telling you, I'm giving you the answer. So then when you watch it, you're like, grimoire.
Thank you.
Yes.
I needed to know.
There you go.
I did. Now I feel prepared.
So let us know, like, if you have any.
Any
sure
pop culture
like,
ones?
Yeah.
Well, do you keep your own Book of Shadows? I would say yes, you do.
I do. Yes.
I don't. I don't write things down.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at that.
I like to write everything down.
You know what's kind of interesting? I wonder if there's like in today's, you know, age, I feel like I have a digital Book of Shadows.
Yes.
I write in my notes app a lot.
Yes.
And I write lot of random.
As a matter of fact, a lot of the articles I read were for modern day witches, and it was all about computers and stuff like that. Yeah. For me specifically, the magic flows through my fingers.
I was going to say, you like to touch.
Yes.
And yeah.
I also like to do calligraphy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's just an art form for me.
Right.
And it becomes real when it hits the page through my fingers.
I like that. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So I maybe need to tap magical. It. I was like that a lot more when I was younger. Mm-hmm.
Well, sure. Because that was the medium that was, but now that everything's like computerized, yeah. I just fight against it every second of every day.
You really do. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just not my thing. Not my jam.
But that is interesting. I feel like this is one of those things where it's like you probably have your own book of shadows. You just don't, even if you don't realize it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. It could be a recipe book.
That's interesting you say that, because your recipe books feel very book of shadowy to me. Yes. Because they have little like doodles and little, I don't know, newspaper clippings in them with resin stains.
Yeah.
Your hand, it's a very personal.
Yes.
Very personal and obviously very magical. So I feel like your recipe books are very special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those were passed down like through my family.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I feel like you have these probably and you just don't realize
and then
it.
They're not just my recipes. So then there might be a recipe for, I don't know, let's say we talked about peanut brittle and then the next page, you know, it would be like,
you love the riddle.
I do. And it might be a recipe for a tea blend or, you know,
various forms of magic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or an herbal medicinal.
I think that's
or something.
What makes it a book of shadows.
Yeah.
Because it's very personal to lore.
Yeah. And I think, you know,
mine would look completely different.
How to make poppets, how I make poppets and what do I stuff them with.
I'm challenging myself. Maybe I need to start writing things down.
You should.
I need to get a little book.
You do.
Oh, okay. I like this.
Yes.
You know what? I'm curious. There's this cool thing now you can put like polls and stuff on Spotify and you can put questions. So if you are listening on Spotify, I'm going to put a question up. If you have like your own book of shadows.
Ooh, let us know. Ooh, fun. Exciting.
Yeah, or if you tap into grimoires.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a little scared. I feel like grimoires are like so
heavy,
powerful.
Yeah.
Not that Book of Shadows aren't.
Yeah. I think just the antiquity of them.
Yes. There's something about a grimoire that I feel like, I don't know, I shouldn't be fucking around with it.
Yeah. I think it's definitely to be taken seriously. Not that the Book of Shadows isn't.
Correct. That's what I mean. It's just a little different.
Homey. Because it's personal.
Yeah, because it's more personal.
It's attached to your heart.
Wow, I like that lore.
Yeah.
Thank you for that lesson.
You bet.
Wow, people have been asking for that one for quite some time.
Yeah.
Love it.
And, you know, perfect for spooky season.
Perfect for spooky season. Hey, that's all we got today. We'll see you Friday for our full-length episode.
Yes. TTFN.
Cut, print, check the gate. Moving on.